咁下一個咧就係、是，正如頭先阿江毅權博士提到咧，就係、是、建議咧，就係咧，我哋希望咧就係、是、討論咗零填海呢、這個呢、這個可行性呢張文件啊，咁就係文件 WD6/2006啊，或者我邀請茂盛顧問公司可以Mr. Peter Chick 可以或者向大家介紹呢個文件。
Thank you, Chairman. Right, the first paper then, the discussion paper on no reclamation alignments. Basically, this paper's purpose of the paper is to explain why trunk road alignments having zero reclamation along the WD2 project area are not possible. The paper goes through, covers the alignment constraints, specifically connections with CR3, and also the connection to IEC in dealing with the need for reclamation. At the western end of WD2, the trunk road has to connect with the CWB tunnel, which is to be constructed under CR3. The connection there will be made at a road level of about minus 10 meters PD, which means the top of the tunnel structure will be about minus 1 meter PD, putting it above the seabed. Then proceeding eastwards, the tunnel has to cross over the top of the existing MTR Tune 1 line. And the issue here is to cross over the Tune 1 line without exerting any loading on the Tune 1 line on the rail tunnel or causing any movement of the rail tunnel. A structural scheme has been developed in consultation with MTRC to ensure that there's no adverse effects on the rail tunnel. The consequence of that is that the trunk road crosses over the Tune 1 line at a road level of about minus 7 meters PD, which puts the top of the trunk road tunnel at about plus 2.5 meters, which is in fact above sea level. So as you can see here, through the western end of the WD2 area, the trunk road rises not only above seabed level, but actually above sea level. Reclamation clearly required. Indeed, even without reclamation, the trunk road structure itself would be considered to be a reclamation in its own right. Then, on the eastern side, where the trunk road must connect with the Island Eastern Corridor, here, the existing Island Eastern Corridor is an elevated road at about plus 12 meters PD. So any trunk road tunnel coming along, even if it's below the seabed level, not requiring reclamation, sooner or later it has to rise above seabed level, up to ground level for a tunnel portal before rising up onto elevated road structure. So at this connection point then as well, you will need some reclamation at the portal area as the tunnel rises above seabed level. The conclusion, therefore, is that we must have reclamation at the area to the west of HKCEC for the trunk road connection to CR3 and over the MTR Tune 1 line. And we must also have, for tunnel options, we will also need reclamation at the connection with the IEC. So this means that basically these connecting constraints mean that all schemes for trunk road alignments through the WD2 project area will require some reclamation at these two ends, and that therefore there's no zero reclamation, no reclamation option for any trunk road alignment.
Okay. Thank you, Chairman. Okay, thanks. 不知委員有沒有問題或者有意見？我叫阿 Greg 先 ，Steve， and then Adi。
主席，我想問一問嘅顧問咧，即係我都睇得到啦，因為你喺西邊嗰邊有條地鐵喺樹，佢要喺佢頂部過咧。咁就無可避免都係要填海，但係喺東邊嗰邊咧，咁佢係要喺個避風塘個尾部嗰度咁樣咧，就個隧道要爬翻上嚟。咁我都同意，如果你係喺個海面處爬翻上嚟咧，梗係要有一段填海嘅地方俾佢露翻去地面啦。咁但係我嘅理解咧，就係上次佢顧問咧就講過咧，就話因為已經有一部分的地方呢，即是在那個海景大廈和維多利亞中心 海豐園嗰度地方咧，有一段地方咧，目前咧就係、是、政府已經填咗海，就做緊停車場嘅。咁嗰個地方咧，即係其實個如果個隧道喺嗰度翻上嚟嘅時候，點解唔可以翻上嚟嘅時候，即係上上地面嘅時候，就喺個已經填咗海嘅地方上嚟？咁係咪可以唔使填海咧？亦話都係要咧，或者嗰度咁，因為上次我諗大家都解釋過一次啦，就北角喺北角碼頭嗰邊就要填好多啦。喺依處咧就因為已經填咗海咧，所以就填好少啦。咁但係我都想即係佢再解一次，所謂可唔可以少到冇咧？
即係可唔可以利用而家已經填咗海個位係完全
做到
將嗰段路
做到唔使冇，或者成可以可能冇啦，可能可唔可以做到冇咧咁樣？或者如果唔得嘅話，點解唔可以可唔可以用到咧咁？
我不如咁，我哋有幾個問題一齊問埋，然之後一齊作答，顧問一齊作答會唔會好啲啊 ？Can we WK because you wait first and then Hardy
好，主席，我睇呢份嘅 paper， 咁我接受呢份 paper 所講嘅嘢啦。即係基本上我哋一係就唔要個繞道，如果要繞道咧，就你都唔可能係有個不填海嘅方案噶啦。咁我覺得就即係呢個文件嘅重要性就係我哋需要即係俾到公眾睇啊。我哋曾經考慮過各種嘅情形，包括呢一個完全冇填海嘅咁嘅可能，我哋都考慮過曬。咁亦都基於呢個嘅原因同埋呢個精神，我覺得咧就呢個文件可以再俾多一兩點嘅補充啊。咁我哋將來一路同啲公眾再講嘅時候咧，就會更加詳盡啊。咁呢兩點補充，第一點咧就係、是有時我哋會聽到一啲嘅方案，就有人提出話我有一個零填海方案咁。咁其實即係我哋都聽過噶嘛。咁所以若果即係顧問公司能夠俾到我哋一個即係資料啊，就係、是。他哋話嗰啲零填海咧，就第一可能其實唔係零填海嚟嘅，或者咧係唔 work 嘅咁。咁我哋就或者可以即係 show 到俾人睇咧，我哋係考慮過。咁第二點咧就係、是、有一啲嘅方案咧就即使係其實有填海，但係公眾嘅心目中咧就覺得唔係填海噶嘛。即係譬如呢一條大天橋嘅方案啊，即係海岸上面咧整天橋咧，就個公眾就會覺得你唔係填海嘅。咁一般人咧就當你打啲裝落去唔係噶嘛，咁呢個我覺得我哋都要即係交代埋咧，我哋係有睇過嘅。如果你真係要一個公眾覺得冇填海嘅咧，就其實你要由中環嗰邊咧已經係架空噶啦。咁當然就好荒謬啦，即係你個CRC 啊，即係中環填咗海之後，反而就
要需要用，
咁就即係反而係打翻啲裝上去咁咁樣。咁第一就荒謬啦，第二咧就係、是、就算你去到灣仔嗰度打啲裝落去個海嗰度，都係填海嚟㗎。咁即係要話俾公眾知道咧，我哋係有咁樣考慮過嘅。咁即係然後我哋得到嘅結論咧就係即係係一個冇零填海嘅方案。咁我覺得會個picture 會清楚好多。
多謝 WK 嘅補充意見 ，Hardy 頭先咪有問題
啊？多謝主席，我哋咧就想咧就係、是我覺得呢個零填海不可行嗰個方案咧就我哋仍然需要多少少時間咧就再作出慎重嘅考慮。但是在同期間呢，我曾經就要求過就想要啲vertical alignment 同埋每一段嘅建築嘅方式嘅整條由順德中心臨時街天橋嗰度落嚟，一路去到接駁東區走廊，整條中環灣仔繞道的開始去到終點，或者現在每一條 horizontal alignment 的 vertical 的alignment， 可以等我們可以進一步呢確定是否零填海方案是不是正確的。咁我問咗咧，就都有兩三個星期，咁但系咧就到今日為止未見過有一張紙俾過我，可唔可以請顧問公司咧就係、 俾我有呢個機會可以大家一齊再研究過咧？
多謝。係咯，頭先啊 WK 講得好好咧，就係話其實有好多嘢我哋以前都傾過，或者係想去睇睇下，但係好似到而家都仲係唔見咗啲資料。譬如舉個例，我哋聽過話太古有個零方案，雖然我哋都知佢未必一定係零，咁我哋好多次要求個秘書處幫佢揾料嘅，但到今日都仲係好似空中樓閣咁，唔知係因為太古唔肯俾，定還是係我哋攞唔到，定係點啊？咁我哋呢都希望咧，即係。好似係用 WK 或者係哈迪咁講咧，有好多資料咧，雖然我哋未必係識睇嚇，但係如果顧問唔係即係全面地將所有即係而家嘅市面嘅方案或者你諗到嘅方案攞出嚟，甚至一啲荒謬嘅方案，即係好似 WK 咁就由隧道轉翻做天橋咧，咁係嘛？咁你即係咁樣樣咧，等我哋係可以全面去評估啊！咁變咗都可以分析到，即係譬如啲市民都會識分析係邊啲係有啲咩好處唔好處嚇，譬如。如果大家都知道係到最尾係零填海係其實係技術上唔可行嘅，即係我只不過一個觀念。其實我都睇到，其實就算你話係東區走廊，其實我哋可以結合好多好有創意嘅方案。譬如舉個例，我哋有人提議過，不如將天橋拆咗佢咧，做隧道咧，咁就不如下面填埋佢，明唔明啊？因為喺嗰區嚟講，可能填海咧而增加公眾空間咧，我哋社會係接受嘅喎。但係你話喺天星嗰度再填咧，我哋梗係全部人舉腳反對添啦，係嘛？咁所以邊咧，其實好多啲咁嘅創意咧，我就希望大家唔好困咗喺嗰個即係啲顧問公司，淨係話得嗰幾個方向，而家就要推去填海啦，即、就、係、是、推去即係、就是、而係做條灣仔橋道，其實好多種做法，而去結合邊個錢嘅時間係好多因素，仲要詳細考慮，但係有好多好創意嘅方法咧，令到我哋成個維港咧，成個香港島北邊咧係正曬嘅，係嘛？要試想下，要真係將個即係當個東區走廊變埋做隧道，嗰度做埋一個海濱嘅一啲公共嘅設施啊、休憩場所，有埋單車徑落到嚟銅鑼灣，明唔明啊？銅鑼灣嗰邊我盡量唔喐，就去一條深層隧道過曬去，再有啲其他細節嘅詳細，咁其實係可以將成個港島區同埋港區做好嘅。多謝主席。
呢度我想分開兩件事 ，Steve。第一件事就係、是、即係當然咧，我哋今日嚟講，我哋暫時未去到成個條中環灣仔繞道。是怎樣建造這個我們未去到那個地步、啊、現在來說我們是、當然去到那個地步的時候當然我們應該希望是多些創意、啊、就但是暫時來說呢我想是在概念上現在來說呢就是那些文件就是概念上對於是不是可以有零填海的安排去起一條中環灣繞道我們處理了那個問題先這樣而已 OK 不過 anyway 就
是我都是話講多了或者回去原則這個原點這裡講就是說零頭方案一個方案是未詳細去考慮過的就是說我們如果減少支路因為現在這一條這所謂中環灣仔 bypass 呢都是一個假的名字的它不是 bypass 其實它只不過一條普通的隧道因為它在灣仔呢又照飛回出來明白嗎那所以根本哪裡是中環灣仔曉道呢那如果政府開頭跟我們 sell 都是說因為我們有一條策略性的幹道我很贊成的全香港是需要策略性的幹道但點解唔可以銅鑼灣或者喺東區就飛咗去中環啫？點解要去灣仔走翻出嚟啫？嗱、咁所以變咗有好多嘢，雖然專家論證嗰度都有講過咧，頭先都講過，我唔想大家玩串個 party 個 report 再 hold 你哋，明唔明啊？所以我都同意個 report 形式，但係事實上有好多 option， 我都譬如我個人睇唔到啊。如果真係唔做支路，條路可以窄咗啦，嗰、那個 alignment 可以係簡單咗啦。咁有可能根本我哋起條隧道好簡單地，根本唔使填海就完成咗。但呢度有冇 study 過咧嚇？多謝主席。
Steve， 唔好意思，我又想打擾你，即係當然咧，一間一齊顧問公司會作答咧。你意思係唔係你認為如果唔起支路咧，應該可以唔填海？因為而家我哋講緊係支路問題，我哋喺跟住嘅議程咧，我哋會討論，係咪？咁所以我哋都係比較集中啲，逐個問課題討論咧。我哋可能咧就會即係個會議會快少少，唔係 OK？ 陳志貴先生係咪 OK？OK、okay, okay, 就Paul any comment？
Yes, in general, Chairman, I'm wondering a little bit about this report. So I'm not an engineer. I've reserved many lengthy reports here about very technical things. And looking at the headings and the conclusions, they have not taken into account clearly things like harbourfront enjoyment and minimising the use of land for incompatible uses such as transport infrastructure. So I kind of wonder a little bit about, are we sticking just to this, to the principle of no reclamation, or are we considering also the other aspects? And when do we get a report on that? Or are we going to go tick off one by one? I mean, just, I'm a bit confused about the process. Could you just highlight me and educate me on that?
Let me reiterate. Let us address the issue about the possible alignment and design of Central Wangzhou Bypass,
right,
step by step. Let's chew one bit at a time, right? And that's why there are several papers. And this particular paper handles the concept whether it's actually feasible to have some so-called no reclamation alignment. How the actual alignment is to come out, whether there are slip roads, and if there are reclamations, how are the reclaimed land being used? These are issues that we can address later, and we have to deal with one by one. And I think we have to deal with it. Basically, it's basically address the concept of whether there is something which, whether it's possible to actually build a trunk road from Central to Causeway Bay or North Point, which does not involve any reclamation, and we have received a paper from the consultant on that. And so let's do not digress to other issues at this moment in time. Right? And I would like to seek members' support and cooperation on that point. Okay. Now, before we invite Monzo to respond to the questions and comments raised, just now Steve mentioned something about the SWIA proposal, and maybe I understand this is an old issue which has been discussed for some time, and the Secretary has some information. Maybe the Secretary would like to respond to that first.
多謝主席。就其實太古嗰個報嗰、那個建議咧，就喺舊年亦都喺呢個小組委員會討論過。嗰陣時個小組委員會對秘書處嘅指示咧，就話我哋就去同太古嗰個顧問，即係Scott Wilson 史哥維柳森，去詳細啲了解嗰個情況。咁就特別係要澄清佢個建議係唔係不需要任何填海咧。咁我哋亦都係根據咁嘅指示咧，我哋同Scott Wilson 係傾咗嘅。咁佢哋亦都講咧，佢哋嗰個建議咧係唔係一個完全唔需要填海嘅方案。咁佢哋個重點咧係。即係話佢哋係集中喺嗰、那個即係土地利用啊，嗰、那個即係海旁嗰個優化，特別係佢哋提出嗰、那個即係urban beach 個沙灘嗰個概念嗰方面。咁亦都咧，佢哋其實喺西邊嗰個範圍咧，就亦都佢哋其實係同意Monzo 嗰個觀點嘅，就特別喺同 CRV 接壤嗰度咧，佢哋亦都同意係需要填海嘅。咁亦都我呢啲喺即係早幾次到小委員會咧，亦都向大家報告咗噶啦。
Maybe I would like to invite Mr. Peterchi to respond to the comments just now made. Peter, please.
Thank you, Chairman. Okay, starting off with comments from queries from Greg Wong. The use at the eastern end. Yes, at the just outside the Causeway Bay Typhoon Shelter, there is an area of land which can be put use to existing land, which could be put to good use in, as the tunnel portal rises up. But the area required for the trunk road tunnel as it comes up is wider than that available piece of land. Even if a connection is made directly into the alignment of the existing IEC, you still need to extend a bit beyond that existing seawall. So you do need additional reclamation at that area. Certainly it's a lot less than if you take the portal further to the east near the North Point ferry piers. But nevertheless, even there, at any point along that North Point shoreline, you will need some additional reclamation than exists at present.
我想知道佢係唔夠闊咧，亦或唔夠長。
Yeah, that's exactly what I want to ask. Whether it's because the area is not wide enough, yes, or maybe it's the length required.
It's both width and length.
Okay, thanks. Okay, please carry on, Peter.
Right, thank you. Then WK's comments. Basically, Some people, you know, the suggestion that some members of the public suggesting that there are actual zero reclamation comments options. Do they work? Alignments that come off the foreshore entirely don't work. We've actually looked at that separately to this, and they found not to be feasible. So alignments that do run along the foreshore, bearing in mind what we're talking about here is connecting into the CWB under CR3, means that you will, at that connection point, you will need some reclamation regardless. The flyover, even if you do a flyover option, you still have to connect to the tunnel in in CR3. And so as you rise up, before you can actually get onto elevated road, there will still be a piece of reclamation. Of course, at the eastern end, the flyover option can connect directly with IEC without any reclamation in that case. But western end will still require reclamation.
Unless, of course, you work according to what WK discussed, an absurd arrangement of not using tunneling through CR3.
If you change the CR3 arrangement, then that's maybe a different story.
Yeah, okay.
The comments from Hardy Locke. Basically, yeah, what we're getting at here is yes, there may be alternative vertical alignments, horizontal alignments available. The point we're just trying to make here is that no matter what vertical alignment that you choose, no matter what horizontal alignment through the foreshore that you look at, you do need to make a connection at either end. One connection with CR3, and the other connection with IEC. And at those connections, you will need some reclamation. The Steve Chan's comment, the SWIRES, I think Secretary's commented on addressed the issue of the SWIRES proposal, which does in fact require reclamation. Again, other comments, you know, have we looked at slip roads? Have you looked at all innovative ideas? Yes, of course, but again, the point of this being addressing the question, can we get a trunk road in without any reclamation? That's a starting point. Because that's the first question that's going to be asked under the PHO, under the CFA judgment, is do you need any reclamation at all? And the answer is yes, we do need some reclamation. The extent of reclamation is something else. It will depend on alignments, on other highway infrastructure. But to answer the question, do we need any reclamation? Yes, we do, and that's required at these connection points. So as per the previous comments, at the connection points, you do. The issues of slip roads don't affect this argument. They may affect other arguments in terms of the extent of reclamation through the center of the WD2 area. And then lastly, Paul's comment, I think the chairman's responded to that already.
Okay, thank you. Any other follow-up? LT, do you want to follow up? Or because Hardy want to follow up his comment? Yes, Hardy.
我想問一問其實正話我有兩個問題。第一個呢就是話個 vertical alignment 嗰樣嘢呢，我就算我其實未能夠接受 no reclamation 呢、這個提議。咁我想問呢就係話 vertical alignment， 因為對呢一樣嘢係有呢個重要性嘅。我覺得而且另外仲有一樣就係話，正話佢喺個 PowerPoint 度，顧問公司嘅個 PowerPoint 度咧，已經有一部分嘅trunk road 咧離開咗水面嘅，係上咗水面然後落翻嚟嘅。我想睇下究竟上咗水面或者佢估計上咗水面嗰橛係用乜嘢方式去建造呢一橛嘅 trunk road， 所以我類似在最近這三個星期都問過說整條 alignment 由臨時街天橋一路去到東區走廊是用什麼方式建造，或者是用什麼概念的方式去建造。就算你未有具體的建造方式或者具體的 planning 去怎樣做，但是照你正話講的意思，在個 PowerPoint 度係已經有一個 projection beyond the water level， 咁我想睇下究竟係點解會有呢個 projection。
咁因為呢一樣嘢係有係受建造嘅方式影響嘅，咁所以我正話就係問呢一樣嘢。
OK，
亦都仲有另外一樣嘢就係話，如果今日個 trunk road 減少lane number of lanes 嘅話，咁應該係咪可以 reclamation 個權可以減到零咧？咁我都想問問清楚呢一樣嘢。多謝。
OK， LT， do you want to raise your points first? Paul, do you want to do you have any follow up?
Yeah, it's, my question will be on the eastern side, the interface with the island eastern corridor. That if there is a direct connection to the eastern island corridor and the number of lanes for the bypass are reduced, can we do without reclamation? Because in that area we have quite a bit of width. Both taking into account the existing corridor and the existing land that is there with the car park on top of it. So that will be one specific question. And again, on the other side, on the CR3 side, is there absolutely no way that we can do with no reclamation on that side? Can we go under through the tunnel, or can we minimize the height of that that structure that goes over the railway to the point that there is at least some water above the road, above the tunnel?
Okay.
Okay. 主席，我諗咧就係、委員頭先講嗰啲咧，就係、表現咗呢件事嘅複雜性啦。咁、實際上嚟講咧，就係、有兩個問題嘅。第一樣咧就係、究竟我哋要、提供幾多資料咧？然後先至可以達到我哋呢、這個咁、重要嘅結論啦，即係不能夠填海就唔可以興建到呢條中環灣仔繞道。咁第二個咧就有個問題嚟講咧，就係嗰啲資料係點樣去整合？今日我哋點解喺會上咧就有幾張文件嘅？因為係有一個判斷嘅，個判斷咧就係話咧就可能咧嗰啲資料嚟講咧，我哋係針對每一個項目去咁樣係拎出嚟俾大家睇咧，咁就會明白啲。咁的而且確咧，就而家我哋睇到咧，可能就嗰、那個係呢、這個做法都係有幫助，因為咧可以集中啲睇每一個每一個論點。咁就然後咧就繼續睇落去，咁但係咧係去結論嗰度咧，我諗恐怕咧就要睇曬成套啊，即係呢個章回小節咧，一定要睇到最後嗰章節咧，咁由先大家先明。咁咁我諗咧就呢、這個係喺個會度咧，我哋喺度提供意見就咁做啦。咁去到公眾嗰個點做咧 ？WK 可能提咗一個好重要嘅啟示嘅，就係由於零填海呢件事情嚟講咧係咁敏感啦。呢一張文件咧，嗱，而家我哋將佢點樣拆到細拎出嚟講都好，一路傾曬嬲尾嗰啲文件之後咧，最終咧呢張文件咧，我哋可能要係最完備嘅一張文件嚟，包括坊間有啲人講過話邊啲係可能係其實坊間係冇圖紙係俾過任何一個人睇係可以零填海㗎，反而係交得上嚟嘅咧，包括太古嗰啲咧，嗰啲喺我哋嗰個係第一階段嗰度咧。其實喺論壇嗰度啊，同埋嗰個報告裏面都睇到佢究竟點做，嗰啲係都係需要填海。但係我諗我哋都要係特別喺嗰個文件裏邊咧開個項目啊，嚟講一講呢件事情究竟係做咩事幹。啊，天橋又係啦，天橋本身嚟講咧，根本係我哋好耐都已經知道天橋其實要做裝要做橋墩係填海嚟噶嘛。咁同埋另外一樣嘢咧，我哋就好擔心如果做條天橋破壞景觀，公眾都係。我哋好擔心一條天橋喺度嘅時候咧，就影響咗海面嘅使用。咁某程度係啦，都係睇一條天橋高低啦，係咪？咁啊，另外咧就係、你除咗地鐵之外，嗰啲支路又係一個係好重要嘅嘢。因為如果你冇支路咧，嗰條中環灣仔繞道咧，佢唔能夠成功有效咁樣去解決告士打道江樂道嘅擠塞嘛。咁呢個咧又係交通嘅數據嗰、那個亦都論證咗。但係呢啲咧，我諗咧就～是應該冇得慳功夫啊！即係應該喺呢、這個呢張 paper 嗰度咧 ，no reclamation 呢張可能要抽翻出嚟，寫翻喺度咧，就等大家知悉到個情況。咁啊 ，Hardy 嗰個問題我完全理解，因為工程師講又一定係同埋一個係即係 wavelength 㗎啦。咁啊，佢係真係喎，嗱，佢完全明白，即係你未做詳細設計，咁你實一定係冇詳細嘅係。vertical alignment 即係嗰個係垂直嘅走線同埋橫向走線，但係佢話喂初步嘅你都收得喺個 PowerPoint 度啦，咁你起碼俾初步嘅，咁因為而家論證咧就論證個概念啊嘛， 咁初步嘅其實已經我諗 Hardy 你同意咧，就其實初步嘅資料咧係已經足夠去論證呢樣嘢。咁但係而家暫時未有。咁可能我諗我哋就係、是、即係我唔知道大家點睇法啦。我諗可能就變咗我哋又要揾顧問公司幫手，就就住今日大家講嗰啲咧，可能將呢張文件咧，可能就同其他啲文件有重複都未定啊，都要將佢擴充啊，即係做一個擴充版，咁咧就就俾大家睇。咁我諗就會。變咗咧，就係、是、可能裏面嚟講咧，會更加難明都未定。咁但係咧，就實際上係最終去到公眾咧，就或者甚至無話，如果我哋係委員會係同政府咧，需要係最後確立啊，即係不填海係不可行咧，就都要睇呢一份咁厚嘅文件啊，咁先得啊。即係我睇法就咁。
嗱，我諗或者 Alvin 你講埋先。
其實我就好同意LT 所講，即係我會睇到而家即係我哋用緊嘅 approach， 即係我可以叫做一個 rational choice 嘅 approach。咁但係即係所謂 rational choice， 其實有先決嘅條件就係一個 informed choice， 即係話足夠充分嘅資料去俾即係市民去分析或者去衡量唔同嘅可能性係點樣咁。咁但係我而家睇到咧，其實即係而家咁嘅編排咧。在某個程度上面呢是很怎樣說，即很政府本位，即是意思就是其實即現在的 paper 是說即是想推一些東西出來CWV 加上 Trunk Road Tunnel 那些，我覺得其實如果我們是一個即是informed choice 給公眾有一個充分的考慮的時候呢，我很同意LT 和 WK 剛才說，就我很要求即顧問公司可以 proactively不是純粹就住而家所提嗰幾個可能性去提出一啲 pros and cons 嘅論據，係應該去即係就住公眾以往曾經提過嘅，無論佢哋係咪好嚴肅提過嘅，可能有啲係好天馬行空提過嘅咧，我都希望顧問公司可以就住不同嘅提議咧，係做一個比較嚴謹嘅分析。咁就呢個即係第一個提議啦，就變咗即係公眾有一個充分嘅資料去衡量翻，即係所有嘅 proponents 嗰個提議係咪真係可行嘅。第二咧，我就建議我哋進入 realization stage， 甚至到最後嗰、那個即係詳細設計嘅階段咧，我哋都應該仍然開放俾公眾可以忽然之間諗到一啲零填海嘅方案嘅。即意思就話，即係我哋容讓即係公眾到最後detailed planning stage 嗰時候都可以提出，如果佢哋覺得係有充分理據係說服到即係公眾係零填海都可行嘅時候，其實我哋應該 open， 即係 still open 有呢個咁嘅可行性嘅。咁但係即係就算有曬咁嘅資料嘅時候咧，即係我覺得我哋都仍然要去即係考慮翻即係社會嘅 sentiment 啫，即係好坦白講，我諗絕大部分嘅市民，包括我自己咧，一提到係要填海，其實係十萬個不願意嚇。咁嘅時候，即係頭先講充分嘅資料可以幫助到市民去更加了解，即係咪真係可行咧？零填海咁，但係就即係我覺得大門係應該繼續要開放。就我唔知道可能有啲 proponent 可能佢忽然之間第日。瞓醒覺會諗到一啲可能方法，其實都唔定咁，所以我覺得就我哋唔好咁快去閂咗道門先咯。嚇，唔該，主席。
呢度歸納即係幾點啦？我諗對於最拉尾嗰點就係短暫回憶比較好啲咁多。講就係阿 Alfred 提嗰啲點，就係話嗰道門開放，我作為主席咧，同埋即係經過我哋經過構想階段，同埋睇翻整件即係保護呢個優化海呢、這個。共建為港委員會的一段時間工作咧，我睇到一樣嘢就係、是、個現實就係咧，如果大家有唔同意見可以提出嚟，但我睇法就個現實就係咧，你係冇法子唔開放，因為如果係即使我哋係好合邏輯性咁處理呢個問題，其實而家嘅問題咧，頭先 LT 同埋 Alvin 講嘅就係話咧，我哋始終咧去到公眾嘅時候係要重新可能組合過我哋嘅資料，令佢哋更加容易接受。咁但係我自己睇，我哋而家處理緊嘅問題咧，就係咧，我哋喺邏輯上邊一步一步處理咗先，然之後先睇下點樣將所有嘅資料再重整過，令到公眾容易明白嚇、啊。但係無論你點樣重整嗰啲資料，你嘅結論係點樣，你嘅邏輯性係幾強都好，如果到時有市民 有任何人士提出嚟話，喂，其實可以係唔填海喎。到時嚟講，你係唔採佢嘅話咧，你可以喺我哋呢個 HER project 裏邊，你係唔採佢。到頭來嚟講，你可能係呢、這個draft OZP 嘅時候，甚至到係即係到時海獻嘅時候，喺任何個程序咧都可以有市民係可以提出嚟嘅。啊，咁所以如果係咁嘅話咧，我哋係唔容許話我哋可以話對唔住啦，我哋講咗啦，我哋就。就唔再講或者唔再理會啊，只不過就係我哋喺我哋自己嘅委員會裏邊進行呢件事情嘅時候，當然我哋希望我哋嘅做嘢咧係有邏輯性強啲咁多，傾咗大家同意咗嘅咧就唔再去重複咁解啫。但對公眾嚟講咧，佢哋係有呢個權啊。講到尾嚟講咧，最拉尾我哋最唔想見到嗰樣嘢就係、是、過去嘅經驗就係、是，譬如有人提出司法覆核呢啲，我哋唔想見到嘅嘢嚟嘅。咁你要防止嗰樣嘢，始終都要開翻道門。咁但係咧就。剛才我講翻有邏輯性咁處理呢個問題啦。咁我哋得啊，我留意到哈利也提過，的確我喺 email 都見到咧，佢係要求透過政府要求顧問公司咧，係俾嗰條路嘅 vertical alignment， right？ 咁我唔知呢樣嘢可唔可以俾到而家呢個時段，而家可唔可以俾到？唔知道，我諗將來一定得嘅，但係究竟成條路嘅安排點樣？而家可唔可以俾到呢、這個？我留翻俾顧問公司同埋政府嘅答啦。咁但係我想咧就翻翻我哋今日討論。起碼喺呢張文件裏面討論嘅，而家係我哋要處理緊一個概念上嘅問題，就係係唔係可以有唔需要填海？咁咧，顧問咧，如果睇翻而家話個電腦熒幕上面咧，就係咧點解係佢哋認為唔需要填海咧？就有兩點，第一點就係由會展以西，即係中環填海第三期經過。地下鐵路荃灣線的隧道上面呢段路嚟講咧，佢哋嘅睇法就係一定要填海啊。咁至於如果你繼續行隧道嘅話咧，駁上嘅東區走廊都要填海。咁所以變咗咧，似乎暫時我哋處理呢個概念上嘅問題係咪需要填海嚟講咧？起碼呢兩點嚟講咧，如果有足夠嘅資料咧，就係咧我哋可能或者會即係對呢個問題咧就會即係某個程度上可以即係。有個理解，咁頭先 Hardy 都提到咧，就係話究竟喺橫跨呢個荃灣線呢個隧道上面個建造方式，即係如果你話成條路嗰、那個成條路嘅 alignment 係用咩方式，我哋而家係呢個時間係未有詳細嘅考慮嘅時候咧，當然啦，可能或者會有啲概念都唔定啦，但係咧，起碼喺橫跨荃灣線呢段嚟講咧，我喺文件裏邊咧都見過有提及嘅，咁但係當然咧，就我唔係土木工程師啦 ，Hardy 係啦，咁可能佢會知識比我認識比我多，或者無論顧問公司或者政府可唔可以詳細解釋一下呢一段，因為呢段呢個係最重要嘅問題癥結所在。呢段如果係可以唔填海做到嘅話咧，而家呢個所謂 conclusion 一呢點咧就已經唔存在啦。咁所以我想咧喺呢度可唔可以清晰啲解釋一下 ，Peter？
Yes, thank you, Chairman. Okay, at the western end then. The crossing over the MTR line, either above it or below it, we have looked at going below it with a bored tunnel. The problem with that is that because of the deep level then to have sufficient clearance between the two tunnels, you can't make, within the gradient limitations of the trunk road tunnel, you can't make the connection back to the Rumsey Street flyover connection at Central Interchange. So we have to go over the top of it. Going over the top of it, we have to have a clear span over the top of it, basically with a tunnel supported without any loading on the MTR tunnel. And what we've proposed is basically a deck structure. So we have a row of piles on either side of the MTR line, which supports a trunk road deck structure spanning over the top of the MTR tunnel. The reason that it's as a consequence of that, the trunk road tunnel comes up very high because the MTR line is lying just below the seabed already. It's an immersed tube tunnel. So to come over the top of it, by definition, you're going to be above the seabed level. And the depth of the deck structure crossing is such that the tunnel actually, the top of the tunnel structure comes above sea level.
Let me finish this. Okay. Peter, have you finished?
I think in essence that's the reason why we're talking about reclamation as a prerequisite of the western connection.
pop. And then
why is the high point in the bend of the tunnel not right over the MTR line, but about whatever 30 meters further on? I mean, if the MTR line is the constraint, then should not let the high point of the tunnel be just be above the MTR tunnel?
It's the alignment design connecting into the alignment in CR3. Yes, you could move it across. It's what we've done is pick up the alignment that's been designed in CR3, which in itself has been designed to allow infrastructure culverts and that crossing through CR3. So the alignment in CR3 is dictated by various constraints in the CR3 reclamation coming up, and we tie into that, and basically the peak of the curve is offset slightly. But even if you were to move it across, it's the same answer. It's the same thing. You're still going to come over above the MTR line, above sea level. You're still going to need reclamation.
Sorry, I don't.
I don't quite follow the explanation by Peter. Well, if we move the high point towards the east, which towards the west, which is suggested by Paul, isn't it?
Well, that seems to be
interesting. I would it not be the constraint? Would it not be on the provision of slip road onto the Man Chai Exhibition Center extensions? That seems to be the control point, isn't it? Am I right?
Yes. The alignment is dictated by as you're coming out of the end of CR3 area, as you're coming into WD2. Coming up to slip roads and as well as other culvert crossings as well.
If we move the top of the tunnel, as shown on this particular PowerPoint, towards the west, okay, then the path to the east of the MTRC tunnel would be lower than what is being shown on this PowerPoint. Would you end up with gradient difficulties in providing connection of slip road onto the Wan Chai area?
Yeah, sorry. it's really the alignment in this area has to be looked at as a whole. It's not an isolated choice of a particular slip road or a particular culvert. It's the whole connection leading from the end of CR3 across into HKCEC, taking into account slip road connections coming up, trying to minimise those alignments, and also there are other infrastructure conflicts as well, which have to be taken into account. So you need to look at, it's not simply a small picture, it's the whole alignment issue coming through the eastern end of CR3 leading into WD2.
Okay, so if I translate that, that means that the slip roads actually defining this reclamation, and if the slip roads are defined as reclamation, if I look at this report, Chairman, and just to follow through from what Alvin just said, so just to illustrate his point, it's impossible, and we don't have the resources as individuals and as organizations to finance engineers to go and try to dissect all this report. So it has to do with the objectives that are being set, and we've got to be clear on that the trade-offs. Can we do without reclamation if we don't have the slip roads? And if we have to have, how far can we minimize the reclamation if we don't have the slip roads? Because it appears to me that if that nick, that high point, is just above the MTR tunnel, and we do away with the slip roads, that we have minimized reclamation significantly. But the trade-off is then, of course, that our traffic enhancement is not as good. So there's a trade-off for the community to make. I it's not just about the tunnel alignment. It has to do with trade-off with my slip
road. Paul, let me clarify. I think LT just posed a question, not a statement. So we have not yet decide, we are not yet certain that whether slip road actually moved that high point to the east, but of course that can be considered later, but up to now it's not yet confirmed. But before we carry on, but just now I see Steve, you put up your hand, right? You want to say anything?
主席，其實頭先 LT 同 Alvin 啊，佢哋都提出個好嘅，或者包括主席咧，就係、是、其實件事好複雜，咁我哋其實係咪應該一個 logics 而家去決定睇呢個 low reclamation alignment， 因為未睇齊好多嘢嚇。咁同埋我覺得主席講得好咧，就是、觀念上嘅改變咧就好重要嘅。就究竟你 low reclamation 係咪真係唔存在咧？其實我頭先都舉一啲即係疑問咧，譬如包括如果我哋唔做 slip road 又點樣樣。咁不過 Peter 就話。對唔住喎，唔做 slip road 都係咁闊噶啦，你唔會窄咗。但我就好驚奇嘅，因為我就聽過政府官同我哋講咧， 就因為係有 slip wall 問題又唔轉得 lane 咧，所以條 slip wall 要幾闊啦，係嘛？咁你今日又話俾我聽咧？就算窄咗都唔會嘅，咁我就覺得如果係冇個 slip wall， 即係有可能係條唔使咁多條 lane， 少個 lane 自然就會好咗啲啦。咁同埋想帶出個觀念上改變咧，就係、是、可唔可以係咁？就係頭先講過就話呢條原來灣仔 Central Bypass 咧個作用，除咗係策略公路咧，佢仲係要疏通灣仔嘅交通。我今日嚟嗰陣時咧，我經過東區走廊咧，我就即係都幾灰嘅。個天一樣咁灰，咁大家今日嚟睇幾好太陽，但係個天係灰嘅。咁當然呢件事咧就唔關我哋嘅事，雖然嚴格嚟講都係關我哋嘅事，就係、是、我哋喺南中國嘅廠咧喺度不停排放。
啊，阿 Steve， 我啱希望你能夠集中啲喺我哋嘅時間。
咁啊，想我講個觀念，因為點解咧？嗱，如果今日如果我哋真係做好咗個 Central 灣區 bypass， 跟住交通暢順咗，我哋多人揸車，多人用車，我哋成個香港嘅總污染物嘅排放量咧係會增多咗。雖然而家最重要嘅嘢仲係南中國影響我哋，但係如果我哋香港呢個策略呢個觀念唔改變咧，我哋繼續去砌咧，到最尾係咪我哋想要嘅嘢咧？咁所以翻轉頭咧，我就話其實成件事咧 ，low reclamation 呢個概念咧，係要繼續去探討 as 一個 open 嘅嘢，包括睇埋其他所有 option 係咪 slip wall 係咪可以取消，可以點樣做，然後先至係一個達成一個結論。今日喺呢個階段係冇辦法達到一個結論啦。多謝主席。
我想阿連你去你講講。
對唔住，我正話都係。不是很能夠接受呢顧問公司 所提出的、回應。第一，我想知道為什麼、他現在有 assume 了現在的啡色或者橙紅深紅色那塊那橛呢，那個 depth 究竟是多少呢？因為如果是整條都是用這個、就是說個 height of the tunnel，如果整條都是用這個方式的話，那它當然在個概念上有一個建造的方式呢，就是說用什麼建造方式呢，用到可以令到呢，因為有現在我估計它有成、哦、超過10米的，那我10米是 挺高下的，那我想問一下，那究竟這10米是怎樣形成的呢？這個第一個問題。所以點解我屢次就係問個概念 vertical alignment 同埋個建造方式嘅概念，但到而家呢一分鐘仲未有人俾到我。你哋有一定係有一個概念喺個腦入邊咧，先至可以 develop 到呢一張 PowerPoint 嘅，唔可能咧就喺嗰張行空咧喺想像出嚟咧，仲用十米嚟做一個 assumption。咁希望咧。請你們現在就給我這樣東西，給我們看看，因為我不能夠接受今天現在你們正話的解釋。第二點，如果中環灣仔繞道是現在這一橛是駁下去 CR3 那一橛的話，是那個是一個 constraint 的話，那我也要 再次要否定，因為你 CR3 那個 tunnel 那橛 tunnel 呢到現在未起的，是可以改的，根本不需要在那個 vertical alignment 的。所以我正話我屢次再問，我現在又再問多一次，快脆一點公開 vertical alignment 那個概念是怎樣拿出來的，為什麼不可以再覆我呢？多謝各位。
Peter, will you have anything to add?
Thank you, Chairman.I think with all these discussions, I think, first of all, the point we're trying to make here is whether you need reclamation at all at this connection. The issue of whether you need a slip road, whether you need fewer or more lanes, yes, that will affect the extent of reclamation. It doesn't alter the fact that to cross over the MTR 2-1 line to make the connection into CR3 will require reclamation no matter what. The trunk road, the structural depth of, of the trunk road, we have information on that we can pass over. It is the same depth as been used for the design of the tunnel in CR3, and we're following it through into WD2. The point being, to come over the MTR line, you have to come above seabed level, indeed above sea level. That requires reclamation. That is the point we're trying to make here.
Peter, I would like to follow up on whether we can get some information at this stage is now when you say I certainly understand that when the you use a tunnel alignment for the portion of road through CR3, then of course you have to cross over the 299 submerged tip, right? If you use a flyover version, of course that's not the issue, but WK has already comment on that earlier, and for the, well, which probably is not acceptable to everybody in town. But assuming you use a tunnel option, a tunnel alignment, and when it cross over the Chun Wan line, can you give us some indicative figure? Well, we can ask for detailed information at a later stage, but at this point, I would like to, when this meeting finished, I would like to at least everybody have some concept on the conclusion. Can you give me some information? Is what is the total thickness, well, for my layman's term, of the Central Wanzhai bypass, and compare with the top of the Chun Wan line submerged tip, how much, never mind about the highest point is east or west, assuming it's well above, how much will the top of the of this tunnel of the trunk road will go above sea level?
Okay, Chairman, in terms of details of the structure, yes, we have those details. We have, in fact, a fairly detailed scheme of this particular crossing anyway that has been worked out previously with MTRC. So we have structural details, dimensions to go, that can be given over to show that. The tunnel, the trunk road tunnel itself is around 11 to 12 meters total structural total depth. That is for your vehicle clearance, plus your ventilation requirements and your structural requirements, of the structural deck requirements. So if you're talking about the MTR tunnel, MTR line being just below the seabed, that means your seabed, in fact, what we have at that crossing point is the road level of the trunk road tunnel being at minus 7 meters PD, which is effectively at or very close to seabed already. And then you add on another 11 meters on top of that, and you're up above at about, the actual detail level with the alignment as shown comes up at about plus 2.5 meters PD. That is above water level.
So it's just about water level?
It's just above water level, yes.
Yeah.
Chairman, can I clarify that? We're going to be 2.5 meters above sea level under the atrium of the Convention Exhibition Center. Is that correct?
No, only at the crossing point of the MTR line, and it then immediately dives down. So when you come under the atrium, and as you come under the atrium link, it's dropping already. It's still above sea level, above seabed level, but it's dropping. It drops immediately below.
So you mean your drawing is wrong? The it's immediately the high point is immediately above the MTR line, or not
as shown immediately adjacent to it, but before the atrium link.
So this is wrong.
It is correct.
But you just said it was immediately above. I don't want to nitpick. Chairman, can I just remind the committee on two things, though? I think there is a legal no reclamation issue, which is as soon as it's above seabed, I believe. And if it's bored under seabed, we don't have reclamation. If it's above seabed, it's reclamation. I think for the community, it has to do with the impairment of the harbour. I.e., if there's some ways of not breaching sea level, and minimizing it on the sea level side, I think we definitely, you know, in terms of the interpretation of the ordinance, I would assume that we preserve and maintain more of the harbour. If you don't, at least try to avoid breaching sea level wherever we can, even though we are technically already reclamation on the seabed level.
Yeah, okay. 究竟現在在這個地方的海床的深度、水的深度有多少？究竟隧道究竟要多高闊呢？是不是可以減低闊度呢？原來減低闊度相應的效果，減低高度相應的效果，隧道要闊一點，可能要填多些海都未定。所以這些資料現在我們聽得到呢， 委員會就覺得有需要就整合給大家看看。 咁變咗嚟講咧，我諗相信咧就係、其實我哋可能真係需要咧follow on 頭先啊 WK 同我嗰個 exchange 嗰度咧，就係要執翻呢啲資料出嚟俾大家睇，可能仲要咧就其實顧問公司要問自己好多假設性嘅問題啊，即係等同於頭先有啲問題問咗啦嚇，即係佢其實嚟講咧就你聽起上嚟可能誒發現到話哦，我咁我唔做支路，咁或者甚至乎個支路咧就如果支路咧就係、嗰個頂係低過係嗰個水海面啊，低過水面誒，而家low tide啊，即係退潮嘅時間都仲係低過水面嘅時候咧，我係咪仲係留低嗰係少少水啊咁樣？咁嗰啲我諗要作為一個假設性嘅問題咧，去處理埋佢可能要。咁樣然後咧，我諗然後先至可能夠得到一個係比較上全面啲嘅解答，因為其實同類嘅問題咧，喺上一次我哋嘅會議嘅時候咧，Donald Greg Warren 已經提過啦，咁就阿Paul亦都講過，咁喺講緊東面嗰個接駁嘅位置啊，我哋上咗嚟，我哋就話即係顧問公司就話，如果佢係出咗海床就要填海啦，咁啊阿Paul咧就上次就話啊未必一定要嘅喎，你需要保護佢啫，咁我喺出邊做一個海堤，咁啊嗰氹水由佢留喺度啦，咁嘅時間嚟講，你個數字計算又會點樣樣咧？啊、可能在法例上来讲呢、这个都其实等同于填海都未定、啊、我不知道、这个可能要尋求法律意见。但起码呢就即是在个观念上好像波讲话咁个海港我不影响到咁嗰氹水就是海港嚟㗎啦，咁如果是佢咁嘅意思嘅话呢，咁起码呢个数字呢或者呢个咁嘅假设即是得出来个数字是几多呢，是不是仲是四个公顷呢，定是根本是少於四個公頃咧，有幾多公頃係嗰條海堤？有得幾多公頃係一氹好淺嘅水咧？咁我諗呢個可能要係提供咯，係嘛？可能要提供咯。咁嘅個問題嚟講就我哋睇得到，即係個處理可能係咁樣樣。因為我哋而家再繼續講落去咧，講多半個鐘頭咧，又翻翻啲細節度。咁我哋又要係答一輪咁樣嚇。咁我相信咧就係、整理一。多啲資料係會好啲。
Hardy and then Greg，
我唔係好同意。我想如果係咁咧，你不如收翻嗰張 paper 啦。因為我如果咁樣唔能夠接受咧，一半未有足夠資料俾我哋嘅 paper 噶。如果係咁咧，我不如而家唔好講住啦，收翻嗰張 paper。我答覆咗我哋所要求嘅資料。提供曬所有一切應該要俾我哋嘅資料，先至再傾落去咯。
Greg, do you have any question? Which you just raised now?
我只係想俾啲意見啫，即係我自己咧就覺得，即係睇翻喺個光幕上面嗰幅圖咧，我自己都有方法可以計計究竟應該要幾大啊咁樣，即係一般。那個 tunnel 要幾大啊？要幾多 clearance 啊？咁因為荃灣線我有份做我自己，咁即係個地鐵，咁我自己就知覺得咧，即係無論你有支線有 slip road 冇 slip road， 做到你點撳扁嗰個 tunnel 咧，其實都係要填海噶啦，即係喺嗰個位置度。但係咧，即係我亦都好同情阿 Hardy 正話所講，即係佢咧就話。咁我想睇下可唔可以喺個荃灣線下面做呢，咁但如果要咁做呢，佢就要伸返過去嗰邊，係中環上環嗰邊，睇下係咪做唔做得到呢，即係做唔到嘅話，係咪有好多嘢要撞咗佢呀，阻咗佢呀，或者嗰個斜度係太高呀，咁佢就想希望有啲即係有啲資料令到可以大家睇下先至信服咁樣。咁即係當然我都係我都同意嘅，我都要信服嘅。我同意，即係佢有佢 raise 一個 point， 我覺得係有道理咁樣。即係你向西嗰邊去，係咪真係做唔到嘅咧？咁但係你個公仔咧，就喺個熒光幕嘅左手邊咧，就截停咗，即係唔俾個公仔向嗰邊再褪過去。咁你如果你喺左手邊嗰度伸到去臨時街，咁你依度畫幾個隧道啊，或者乜嘢喺下邊啊電纜啊，咁佢撞咗。咁我諗大家都睇得清楚啲，係喎係唔得喎咁樣。咁即係大家有啲即係變咗信服一啲，就容易有傾啦。咁但係如果你即係我自己，我正如所講，我係工程師，我梗係我亦都做過路，做過隧道，做過多地鐵。咁我睇落去咧，我就知道係喺上邊做咧，就一定都係要填噶啦。 咁但係喺下面做係咪一定做唔到呢？咁下面做梗係唔使填啦。咁但係下面做係咪做唔到呢？咁我就想睇個公仔喺左手邊嗰邊一路伸到去上環係點呢？咁我估計呢， Hardy 嘅意思就話，我問咗兩個禮拜，即係唔肯俾嗰個 cross section 我，即係呢個浪超。咁所以可唔可以將呢個 section extend 到去伸到去臨時街？咁就畫曬啲隧道啊、管道啊、排水管啊、泵房啊、building 嘅裝咁，俾曬佢睇。咁如果佢因為自己都覺得係目不可行啦，咁大家都心服口服啦。咁而家就係即係話去到嗰邊，即係就唔俾人睇啦。咁啊，咁樣即係唔好錯啦。即係佢意思就佢想眼閉。
Okay, thanks. 我諗可唔可以Paul?Very last comment,
yeah,
I want to summarize.
Again for the...
One meeting, please.
Again, for the point of clarity, I understand that sea level is actually below low tide. That this picture, therefore, is not really indicative of what the public is going to see. That this tunnel, in fact, is only going to be above low tide for a very, very small bit. That actually, if this tunnel is kept to its minimum height,we're going to be able to stay below high tide at all times and almost at low tide at all times. Now, this picture doesn't indicate that. It's so sea level, which is not what the people know as sea level. When you go to the harbor front, sea level is actually much lower than low tide. So in that sense, again, I think the information that's provided and the attempt here is not very constructive, and I think we should be a bit more...constructive. Now, and to that extent, Chairman, I know you have many, many documents still to go through today, and we can go through this battle, but I would suggest that if all of us can take these documents with us, talk to our various organizations, come back with specific questions, and then follow through with a specific meetings to come back on these documents and just take them and accept them today as noted, because I think there is so much detail in here. It's going to be, and it starts to look like a very unfriendly discussion.This back and forth. So I'd rather be a bit more constructive by coming back, having considered the papers we have received. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. 或者我企圖即係總結下我哋今日都喺呢張文件都討論咗好耐啦嚇。咁我諗第一件事我哋搞清楚嗰張文件，我想再強調一次，呢張文件咧唔係企圖去計算或者話俾個我哋個委員會知道需要填幾多。啊！呢張文件係完全係一個概念上邊，係唔係需要有填海，然之後先至先可以做得成呢個中環灣仔繞道啊！呢樣我諗要搞清楚呢樣嘢。咁喺我哋較早時候嘅討論咧，亦都有提過咧，就係譬如而家嗱，當然咧個討論咧，如果係咪需要填海咧，似乎咧就Hardy 咧提過 vertical alignment 呢樣嘢咧，我作為一個Layman， 我睇即係起碼我唔係 civil engineer 啦，我睇落咧都係一個好即係好合理嘅要求，睇過一個 alignment， 起碼喺呢點，如果用而家呢個安排嚟講，喺呢點嘅詳細情況係點樣咧？啊，如果你當然啦，喺地鐵荃灣線底下過嘅話咧，咁呢個就頭先阿 Greg 建議嗰樣嘢啦，就可能即係要伸去西邊嗰邊咧，睇下譬如你話唔可以喺臨時街接駁，係爭幾遠咧？要去到邊度接駁呢？是不是去到中山公園那裡才可以接駁呢？抑或是再細一點呢？抑或可以東一點呢？那這個如果我們都沒有這個資料的時候呢，我們也都很難說在石層底下來說。當然在荃灣線的那條管道底下的話呢，肯定就沒有了連接到這個可能性。我們不要說那樣先，不要說那樣先，起碼在技術上可不可以做到先。啊，然之後先可以考慮連接度嘅問題，因為仲有其他文件係考慮連接度。咁要去到邊度咧？可能或者佢去到嗰度嘅時候咧，去到咁西嘅時候，可能要喺西邊填海都唔定嘅喎，係咪啊？咁呢個我哋當然需要多啲資料，但係咧就肯定嚟講咧，喺呢度嚟講咧，嗰條路嘅闊度咧係影響係唔係一個決定性嘅因素，決定係唔係需要填海喺呢點嚟講，起碼同樣地咧，頭先咧喺另外一點啊，可能好可能需要填海嘅咧，就係響在東面連接上東區走廊那裡呢，剛才呢顧問公司呢也都是澄清了，就是Greg 問過，就是無論現在已經填了那個位置，做停車場的位置，無論闊度和長度，闊度意思是伸出海邊向北移， 同埋嗰個長度，意思係跟住條路嘅走向嘅長度咧，而家嗰個填咗海嘅範圍咧都係唔足夠嘅。即係話，即使你將嗰條路咧撳窄啲咧，亦都起碼個長度唔夠咧，你都可能要填海嘅。咁所以喺概念上嚟講咧，就而咧填海嘅概念嚟講咧，頭先阿 Paul 亦都提到一樣嘢。嗱，我哋分咗兩個層次去處理。第一個層次咧就係、是、法例上面嚟講，我哋嘅理解嚇，一直我哋嘅理解就係、是、嗰個海床咧就要填海啦。咁如果係咁嘅話咧，你喺荃灣線嘅管道上面過咧，就基本上一定要填海啦。但係雖然係咁講法，我哋依然會好有興趣知道呢個主幹道嘅頂嚟講係唔喺水面以下定係以上？呢、這個我哋係想知道嘅啊。但係咧，如果你話喺荃灣線上面經過咧，似乎基於我哋頭先嘅討論嚟講咧，可以咁講法咧，你係一定要填開，因為只要高海床，而嗰條荃灣線嘅管道咧，即係大家如果略知道沉箱嘅運作都係挖一條坑，令到管道頂就啱喺海床嗰度咁上下啊嘛，咁所以一定係填海嘅嚇、啊。當然如果係底下咧，頭先我講咗咧，可能就係而家 Craig 都提過咧，可能唔需要咁講，我哋要多啲資料。就我想睇下可唔可以顧問公司好快咁樣提供兩方面嘅資料。第一就係、是、正如頭先Peter 都提到，就係、是、有曾經有比較詳細嘅圖蹟係同地下鐵路咧公司咧係溝通過嘅。咁嗰啲圖蹟嚟講咧，某個程度上咧應該係可以話俾我哋聽嗰條管道係高幾多點高法啊。就同埋咧，如果能夠將來嚟講，可以話，如果係真係要突出水面嘅話，露出水面嘅話咧，露出水面有幾長？我哋唔好講面積都，起碼露出水面有幾長係一定要嘅啊！呢啲咁嘅資料嚟講，如果我哋知道嘅話咧，我相信咧，對於整件事嚟講，你見到張圖實際上係咁嘅話咧，你就會咧係即係有信心好多。我哋面對公眾嘅時候都會有信心好多啊！我哋作出呢個結論嘅時候，咁另外一個咧就比較可能要多啲時間，就係話如果係喺荃灣線嘅管道底經過嘅時候咧，就正如阿 Greg 咁提啦，就係、是、我哋究竟要伸延到幾多咧？可唔可以嚟講有啲資料或者係草圖或者係大概係邊個位置啊？中間嚟講係咪可行啊？咁呢個嚟講咧都可唔可以俾我哋參考？倒轉嚟同樣地嚟講，做得呢邊嘅時候咧，如果我哋用一個隧道嘅方案嘅話咧，咁東邊嗰度嚟講，亦都可唔可以？我唔理隧道中間嘅嗰啲個 alignment 點樣啊，即係成條路咁長，但係起碼東邊上水嗰個位，如果我哋喺想而家停車場嘅位上嘅時候咧，有冇一個 vertical alignment 可以有圖啊，都俾我哋知道究竟要填嚟講係填幾長，係嗰條路有幾高啊？咁我哋變咗咧就會係多啲資料。咁唔知顧問公司可唔可以提供呢個資料？Greg 係咪仲想補充？
係，其實咧，因為臨時街，我諗啲嘢冇可能咧，因為佢嗰個 CR3 嗰個入口咧，已經係喺 IFC 嗰度前邊喺嗰個位置嘅。咁但係總之，究竟點樣情況？咁我哋都希望有一個譬如個最高嘅車道畫翻出嚟。咁因為你喺個荃灣嗰條隧道下面咧，梗要有一個安全嘅 clearance 啊。咁你咪喺嗰度畫翻嗰個隧道出嚟。譬如話要十米嘅，十米、九米、九米、十米、十米，即係畫翻我哋嗰條 highway 嘅嗰條 bypass 嘅 dimension 出嚟。咁然之後嗰度開始咪睇下用最高嘅斜度可以去到幾多，咁啊一路伸前到。咁係咪搞到完全係要去到好遠？咁當然我哋唔希望見到。咁至於嗰個原路有啲乜嘢會撞到嗰啲咧，其實都係好容易攞到嘅。即係香港政府咧嗰陣時打嗰個 CR3 嘅官司嗰陣時咧，就已經畫咗好多呢啲咁嘅管道出嚟㗎啦。即係又話要泵房又唔得啊，嗰度又撞咗啊，嗰度又有條過海嘅 cable 啊。咁嗰陣時我都睇過唔知成千次㗎啦，嗰個 section。咁佢咪攞翻出嚟，咁咪俾阿 Hardy 咯。咁其實你俾攞咗一兩個資料。咁佢自己攞去畫下都得噶 ，OK， 即係咁樣咯。咁佢就比較公道啲。嚇，等佢睇到之後，咪如果佢有個 alternative 嘅，佢都可以有得講。
我都好想攞呢啲資料，因為到頭來，譬如如果係區議會去立法會，都係即係我相信我都要去啦。咁我都一定要有咁嘅信心。我起碼我要知道就係、是，如果係臨時街上唔到嚟嘅話，究竟係要港澳碼頭先上到嚟啊，因為到西隧口先上到嚟啊？因為中山公園正如我所講，因為係比如洲灣填海區先上到嚟咧，咁即係起碼我哋要知道去到邊度，去到邊度，然之後先可以決定究竟你可唔可以做，係咪合實際 同埋喺運輸上面嚟講咧，仲可唔可以做到嗰條路嘅運輸上嘅任務啊？咁呢啲資料可唔可以俾到啊？咁、唔知大家有阿 Steve。
多謝主席。
我想顧問做嗰時喺大家留意觀念上嗰個問題嚇，或者主席可能覺得我都係講得空泛啲，或者實際啲講一個例子。其實呢所有咁嘅所謂限制咧，係可以係用改變形式去改變嘅 diversion 係嘛？我想提一個實際例子，就係南韓首都首爾嚇，佢哋個我唔記得係咪叫青溪村呢個工程，大家都知佢原本係一條溪喺經過成個城市嘅中心。但跟住填咗做路，跟住上面再加天橋，做咗幾十年。但係因為南韓政府嘅魄力同信心咧，佢哋有時嘅要將呢個去回復翻一條河。結果如果我未去睇過，因為今次原本區議會又想去參觀，但係我俾人打上大陸啊。咁就呢一個係一個好重要嘅工程。點解係人哋做到？我哋而家少少一條咁嘅隧道，哇！講個 vertical alignment 都講咗成個下晝，嘥曬大家啲時間。即係我係好反感，即係當然唔係關每個人嘅事。我哋觀念上點解為咗要做一樣嘢，係嘛？我哋唔去睇一啲好嘅例子，去擴闊自己的思維去諗嘢。點解人哋可以將一條馬路加天橋拆曬變翻條河？喂，南韓冇事喎而家。哇！如果我哋啲交通專家或者顧問個個都嘛嘛聲啦，哇點點啊咁係嘛？我所以希望呢樣嘢可以大家有一個心思或者係反思下。其實我哋都希望阿 Peter 明我意思就係、是。呢啲咁嘅嘢，我唔知道你嘅限制喺边度，但系事实上系咪改变唔到咧？可能我哋成个市民，我哋去讨论嗰时候，我哋宁愿系将 CRV 再改变，而系结合，所以改变啲限制嚟做到我哋所谓零填海或者系最少嘅填海嘅方案。多谢主席。
多谢 Steve 你嘅提议，不过我谂亦都咁嘅，即系概念上，当然就天马行空咩都得啦。咁但系实际要做出嚟嘅时候咧，我谂即系喺一啲好踏实嘅人同埋一啲好天马行空嘅人之间嚟讲咧，假设系有两班咁嘅人嘅话咧吓，咁我谂我哋实际上。即係唯有可以係做到嘅就係踏實嘅，將佢踏實嘅方案提出嚟，天馬行空嘅都可以即係拎住啲好踏實嘅方案，然之後加以評論，咁然之後咧嗰個中間嘅距離就會越嚟越窄啊！咁我都好想抽象地咧，就講講個過程可能係需要咁樣
一句嘢啦。南韓人做到，而我哋做唔到，咁我哋就可能係真係太實際啦。多謝主席。
咁我又唔會咁講法，即係因為兩件事完全唔同。你嗰個項目我都聽過，我哋都事前我都去過南漢城，係喺首爾去做呢樣嘢。不過我諗，我哋都係踏實啲，攞翻而家呢件事嚟講，中間如果係中間有咩 gap 嘅話咧，我哋企圖咧就將個 gap 咧撳翻低佢。始終嚟講，一個講天一個講地都係講唔成事，可能要喺中間撳埋一齊。咁只係。要除了这些资料之外，大家还有没有其他的资料因为如果到来来讲，我们都说一定有零填海方案，那我想都是讲不成件事的。OK， 有没有其他的资料大家想要的？如果在这件事上没有的话，我想知道有个时间，就是顾问公司不知道大概几时可以提供这些资料给我们，因为这个讲到我们下一步来讲是几时需要处理这些问题。Peter, how much time do you need for the information?
Chairman, most of the information is readily available. We just have to package it together.
Okay. So I think. Okay. When you say readily available, that means available within 3 days, one week, 2 weeks?
I think we can get it together in a week.
In a week. Because bear in mind that we are also asking for, say, for example, as Greg suggests, for the under the Chun Wan Line submerged tube concept, well, I don't know whether you have the information readily available or actually have to work on something.
主席，我諗咁啊，即係處理你個問題同 Hardy 嘅問題咧，就相對簡單。但係我其實有個好強嘅傾向咧，我希望個處理形式咧可以跟啊 WK 嘅提議去做，因為咁樣樣咧，我哋出到去出邊嘅時間嚟講咧，就嗰個答案係會全面好多。咁嗰個係要多少少時間。因為個顧問公司的而且確咧，就一啲假設性嘅問題咧，佢都要提供一個想像同埋一個答案。咁我希望委員會可以同意咧，就即係、就是、我係跟住 WK 個方向去處理呢件事。
Okay. WK， 你可唔可以講講refresh 上我哋嘅 memory？
漸漸過變咗 LT 嘅辦法喎。是咪啊？即係其實 LT 頭先你講過，
我就抽到你的意見啦。咁或者我試圖將我嘅理解講翻俾你聽啦。
咁其實個情況就係咁啦，即係因為咧就係、是、我諗係基本上嚟講咧，因為究竟係咪可以做到零填海咧？呢、這個問題咧就是、牽涉咧就嗰個係主幹道啊，嗰啲運輸方面嘅扮演嘅角色，即係點樣佢先至能夠滿足到呢個運輸上嘅需求啦？咁佢呢個就呢個帶落去個引導嘅問題啦，係嘛？咁另外咧就係、是、嗰、那個周租嘅限制係點樣樣咧？咁咪要做一個分析啦。咁究竟會唔會係坊間裏面以前曾經有人講過，但係未曾有圖紙見過嘅？咁我哋去想像佢啦，係嘛？就好似呢個太古咁，佢有一張嚟過啦，佢本身係要填海噶。咁可能我哋將呢件事都要拎翻出嚟再講，再分析佢。咁甚至無或者我哋有天馬行空啲嚟講，就 WK 講話會唔會成條天橋咁做一做咧？咁、那個效果又點樣？咁我哋又會講翻出嚟啦，件事情。咁或者甚至無話喺海面上面做一條走線。咁個情況又點樣咧？咁又再分析一下佢啦。啊，咁當然去到具體落嚟講係顧問公司佢本身講緊呢個咁嘅安排嘅時間嚟講咧，就話 Hardy 嗰個係所謂嗰個垂直走線同埋橫向走線嗰個有少少要有提供一啲資料啦。阿 Greg 佢講過嗰個咧就係話，基本上以前係中環第三期嗰亦都講過好多資料，關於點過呢個荃灣隧道，佢都睇過好多次嗰個報告。其實嗰個報告咧大約係咁厚。但不是全部都是關呢件事情嘅，就相關嗰部分咧就要抽翻曬出嚟嚇。咁我諗個處理咧就會係比較全面啲，因為咧就喂，其實我哋面對一個好大嘅責任嘅，主席你尤其你知唔知係個橋梁嚟嘅，即、就、係、是、一啲係好實際嘅人同埋一啲天馬行空嘅要求咧，你要鞏固呢個平台咧，一定要做到呢個橋梁嘅角色。咁我諗係我哋將嗰啲資料全部整合埋一齊啦。咁然後再俾委員會睇睇，可能我哋唔使開會傾啊，其實可能 circle 咁啊俾 comments， 咁就再係有啲如果仲要跟進嘅，咪再擺埋落。咁我咁講法咧就咁、是，其實咁嘅呢張文件咧，某程度上咧同其他啲文件咧一定有一定程度上嘅重複，但我相信咧呢、这個重複咧可能唔係一件壞事啊，可能唔係一件壞事啊。
我諗咁樣，我哋收咗啲資料先啦。當然啦。就可能我哋真係而家係有補充，sorry， 邊個要補充？Steve，
我希望個大會記錄唔好話用係實際定抑或天馬行空去彌補任何一個意見啦。因為作為主席，我覺得個 inclusive 係好重要嘅。呢、這個觀念被困住咗之後咧，其實我哋影響我哋將來嘅討論嘅。我相信亦都唔係咁樣，可能因為大家討論啦，咁就事實上南韓已經做咗啦，都唔係天馬行空啦，好實際啫嚇。多謝主席。
我想个问题是这样，即是每个人的、那个现实就是每个人的个想象力和 他背景、他习惯、他的思维方法都不同的。那一班人走在一起的话，那如果 是有些人的想象力 是低一点的，即是好像我这样的话，那我想唯一的方法呢就是有些想象力好人呢给一些刺激他或者给一些概念他。啊、我主要的问题是这样的，就是说都要有些概念。咁先至可以即係激發有其他人嘅或者要做設計嘅人嘅想像力。我只不過係從呢個立場睇，即係不能夠話，如果個人係假設有咁嘅人係冇想像力嘅話，你有咗啲想像力啦，或者同佢打眼針咧，係唔可以令佢更加有想像力嘅。咁我諗我哋要喺呢個過程裏面咧，大家一齊即係合作先啦，而唔係話即係嗰啲想像力就講一句係唔掂咯。我只係想講呢樣嘢啫。咁我諗。多个少少嘅时间，咁但系咧 ，LT 就行开咗，因为头先佢话需要多啲时间，咁但系就或者我哋可以用后再讨论呢个问题，因为咧，点解我想攞个时间咧？我就想咧就系咧，下一次我哋开会嘅时候，究竟系几时开会，我哋先可以有效率咁样再讨论呢件事情。咁但系既然 LT 行开咗啦，咁就我哋可以按下不表。咁睇翻個鐘咧，咁原本我講咗係希望5:30咧，無論如何咧，我哋都講咧，就係、是、中環嘅優化中區海旁呢個咁嘅概念嘅建議嚟講咧，就係、是、我哋要討論一下嘅。咁或者我 ，sorry， 或者俾我講埋先，就是、如果係冇其他意見嘅話咧，我哋而家咧不如就將剩餘嗰幾張文件咧。就放低佢啦。至於零填海呢張嚟講咧，肯定我哋今日係唔可以有個結論啦。我哋仲需要多啲資料啦。其他幾啲文件咧，我哋可以暫時 唔討論住。如果一間我哋有時間可以再討論，如果冇時間嘅話咧，我哋都可能要下次討論。但係咧，我想而家嚟講，我哋講緊頭先我講嘅喺其他事項裏邊 central her 呢回事，唔知阿 Paul 同埋 Mikam 有啲咩？
都系主席，其实咧，我想即系，因为其实我唔知系咪冇睇啲 email 定咩，因为我唔系好知啊。Hardy 原来一路问紧嗰个 vertical alignment 嘅，即系我唔系好清楚。咁其实我就有一个感觉咧，就系、是可能喺唔同嘅即系member 嘅脑里面都有一啲问题嘅。咁系咪应该大家都即系，譬如 send 俾秘即系秘书处咁样咧？咁搜集晒就等顾问公司可以即系一次过咧去处理啦。因为好似头先阿 Alvin 讲咧。即係我哋如果想一個理性嘅選擇咧，其實嗰個資料嘅提供係非常之重要啦，同埋對唔同方案個解碼都係好重要嘅。咁即係如果我哋能夠係即係可能即係第一階段有任何人提出過任何嘅方案，加埋而家大家各位個腦裡面或者個 member， 即係我哋自己啲 member 上面有咩疑問嗰啲，一次過係列曬出嚟，我哋自己起碼知道即係。起碼公眾可能都會係大約都係會有呢一啲咁嘅疑問嘅時候咧，咁我哋先再去即係去慢慢去解碼咧，咁可能就會即係可能會我哋個預備會好一啲咯嚇。
好唔好就係，如果仲有其他疑問或者其他諗法啊，想即係我哋下一次開會嘅時候討論嘅，尤其是關於呢個課題，即係零填海方案係咪可行呢個課題，就或者需要多啲資料咧，喺一個星期之內。就透過啊交俾秘書，等秘書可以即係需要點樣安排去揾啲資料。Yes, Paul.
I just got the translation after I raised my hands, Chairman. I just wanted to reconfirm that we all go away with a plan to come back with questions.
Yeah.
These are going to be collated.
Yeah.
But may I suggest, Chairman, that we can ask put the questions forward on all the documents we have presented today, and that if we have other issues on which we want to ask questions as well, to be prepared because.I don't see a document, for example, on P2 in the WD2 area, but I see it in the drawing, on this particular drawing, I see a big P2 drawn in. So that if we could raise those as well, and then you can see if it's practical to get me forward or not on those, just decide after you have all the questions, and that we then have a meeting, preferably from our side, to be able to bring in other people, because I'm not an engineer, and I would love to invite other people in my organization who are engineers,come along, they're going to join the next debate because, I, to be very honest, some of the things go over my head.
Okay. Well, of course, anybody can raise anything, but at the end, the issues has to be addressed one by one, and then we'll prioritize the issues in due course. How do you want?
主席，我想話我同意阿波嘅講法啦，即係如果大家同埋 Mikam， 我頭先出咗少少時間，但我估都係話意思盡量提多啲問題啦。咁等我哋個顧問公司咧就可以盡量去解答啦，係咪？咁阿波頭先提嘢係啱嘅，即係如果係其他嗰啲文件佢有啲問題，佢又可以提出啦。咁最好咧就係咁咧，就唔好話到下次會先帶嗰啲工程師朋友嚟啦，即係不如佢今日翻去咧，就問問啲工程師朋友咧，就有乜問題咧，早啲提出嚟咧，咁對嗰個係事件嘅進展會有好大嘅幫助嚇。
OK，Yes，Greg，
我有個觀察嘅，即係我覺得今日咧，我哋討論呢個所謂零填海嗰個路線嘅時候咧。即係我就覺得我哋嘅顧問咧，就或者政府嘅顧問咧，就有個諗法咧，就好似話我既然咧喺依處一定要填海噶啦，咁所以咧我就答咗你個問題，就係冇零填海方案。我依度有個地方一定要填海嘅，就我就答咗你嘅嗰個係冇一個零填海方案。但係其實我哋嗰個目的咧就唔係淨係話要零填海方案嘅，因為我諗其實好多人個心目中都諗到。一個 meter 或者兩個 meter 都要填㗎啦，點可以話冇咧？咁其實根本上我哋就係要所謂要研究嗰個所謂零填海方案嘅時候咧，即係話零填海方案就算冇嘅話咧，都係要最少嘅咁樣。咁即係就算我哋係東邊一定要填啦，咁西邊可唔可以係零咧？即係東邊係唔可以零填海，但係西邊希望零填海，或者西邊係。是不可以零填海的時候東邊都要是最少填海之類的，即我覺得應該要這樣 的態度去處理這張 paper 才可以，因為即甚至乎有人建議說不如將個 浸條管道喺個海裏邊都算做係唔係填海啦。咁即係咁都有得講。不過當然即係我自己就唔同意呢種咁嘅做法啦，因為好多問其他問題。但我覺得所謂零填海嘅討論咧，其實係包括埋最低填海嘅討論係連埋一齊嘅，其實。
呢點啦，咁亦都事實上咧就係、是、喺提供資料嘅時候可以留意呢點啦。咁事實上我哋頭先要求嘅資料嚟講咧，應該係可以朝住呢個方向啦，可以即係清晰啲咁多。Paul, you have any further?
Yeah, I fully support Greg's point on the on the reclamation side, but I also like to restress though that that should be an attitude to everything. At this moment we have an attitude where we deny to look at options such as putting breakwaters in or piers because they have reclamation. But where we look at road infrastructure, we tend to have a tendency to look at options we do include reclamation. So I support Greg's suggestion here that that we look at all options and if they do require reclamation but they have harbourfront enhancement, that we include them as well.
If we just support other members' point of view, let's skip it because otherwise everyone will say I support A and then B and C and then the meeting will be endless. Thanks for having. Okay.